This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you were listening to our news yesterday, you no doubt heard some news from the Galesburg School District regarding the technology curriculum. A couple of months ago, a teacher claimed he was more or less being pushed out of a lot of tech courses he formed, but then he declined to be interviewed on air and instead took to social media. But since then, the district has announced that they're partnering with some other people to make changes to the curriculum and focus on some specific areas. So I thought we'd get the record straight from District 205 Superintendent John Asplund. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First things first, I'll just go ahead and straight up ask the question that I was accused of, based on accused of doing over the weekend, was I was accused of spreading half-truths about this lately. And one of the other things was that before I ask specifically about what you're doing with the technology courses, that the accusation was made that the district is actually offering less of them in the next school year. Is there any truth to that?
Well, that would be news to me. I mean, I certainly have not seen any evidence of that. So, you know, that wouldn't be anything that I could counter with other than no. I'm pretty confident we're offering more than we were last year, so, or this year, I should say.
Yeah, that's interesting. Of course, the same person also claimed that the course book was being developed and issued later than it normally is. But you
well,
know,
and I will say that's true. Yeah. That has a lot to do with the fact that we have a full-time curriculum director at the district office now. And, you know, she wanted a crack at looking at all the course codes and everything and making sure it was all lined up with what our curriculum said it was. So, you know, that took a little bit longer this year, but that, you know, that's really all it was.
And that's kind of where this was started, right? Because you told us a couple of months ago that in terms of some of these technology courses, they needed to be coded properly, and you were concerned that they were not.
Well, and I, you know, would want to make sure that I'm clear that we were looking at every course code in the entire course offering. So there were some courses that we were trying to make sure, one, that the course description book matched what we were actually doing, and if it wasn't, and then there's good reasons why sometimes those things happen, because over time, you know, there's so many courses that maybe they've been slightly altered, or there was some new law that came in and made you take, you know, teach it in a different way or teach parts of different subjects. And so you have to make sure that as you're telling the students what's going to be in that class, that it's actually reflecting what we've approved and the board has said, yes, this is what we're doing, and that the teachers have written the curriculum in a certain way. So, you know, that was done for the entire high school curriculum.
In a broad sense, were you finding that there were problems in that regard?
Well, I mean, you're always going to find some areas where, oh, you know what, this is a little bit anachronistic here. We need to make sure that we correct this. And, you know, there's certain requirements that come up for, you know, the General Assembly loves to give us new things to teach. They never tell us anything to take away. I'm not really sure how we're supposed to add all the things that we do without ever subtracting anything.
Well, if there's one thing government is good at, that's adding things.
Yes, yeah. They love to tell you to do more, but I'm not sure with what. But, you know, so that's been a constant. And, you know, there's always going to be course corrections in that, in the description guide, just because we've decided to add, or maybe somebody else has decided for us that we need to add something. And then, you know, in this particular case, we identified, you know, some opportunities where we have some local businesses that wanted to make sure that we were doing everything we could to make sure that our curriculum was leading to jobs within the community. And when we had a Galesburg grad set up shop here in town and create this company called Main Street Codes, we definitely wanted to look into what they had to offer, because, you know, they are people who have been in the industry, who are doing, you know, pretty cutting edge things in terms of, you know, coding for computers and things of that sort. That you know, we wanted to make sure we tapped into their expertise. And so I will commend, you know, Tiffany Springer, the district curriculum director. She contacted those folks months ago and really just started trying to pick their brain and see what we could do to glean some of their institutional knowledge in that area. So that's where a lot of this jumped off from.
And I want to ask more about that and the work with Main Street Codes and other things in just a minute. But in terms of how it was described, I guess you're kind of realigning and expanding the technology curriculum at the high school. From what I recall, you're focusing on three specific areas here, right?
We're focusing on, you mean in terms of the technology curriculum?
Yeah, in terms of that, and in terms of getting students ready for jobs in these fields versus, you know, how we've always kind of focused in the past of getting them ready for college.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there should be both. I mean, you want to be able to have students be prepared for what future it is they want to pursue. And if one of those futures is to be in the technology industry in Galesburg, Knox County, the greater, you know, area around here, we want to make sure that we are communicating with our employers around here to make sure that we're actually meeting their needs. And through Main Street Codes, because they were doing some of that work already, we felt like that was a great place to start.
In terms of what the district put out on Friday, it was described as three different career pathways, I guess. Medical, digital manufacturing, and logistics and transportation.
Yes.
Talk about how
yes.
you... How first about how you identified those three areas.
Well, and really that some of that is from our dialogue with Knox County Economic Partnership and looking at those folks, because we know that the medical field is still a place of a growth industry here, that even though
outside of the railroad, it's still our largest employer.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we knew that that was a place we wanted to make sure that we were concentrating a lot of our vocational. And we've seen a lot of success with our graduates going into, you know, the health occupations, health field. So we wanted to make sure that we focused on that. The logistics obviously goes right back to the, you know, to the railroad and the transportation hub that we have here. I mean, we're uniquely blessed in that we have an airport, we have a rail yard, a very, very large rail yard, and we have interstate.
Right.
So we are in the heart of a lot of the logistics that go on in the transportation hub here in Illinois. So, you know, we want to make sure that we are staying on top of that, because we are blessed, as I said, with being close to those things. And then in technology, you know, that's just that would seem to be, I guess I want to use the term no-brainer, just because, you know, that's the future. And you know, we know that that's not an end-all be-all for everybody, but for those students that want to go into that, you know, we felt that we needed to make sure that we were enhancing those opportunities for kids that wanted for real viable career opportunities. And that whether it was going straight from GHS into a workforce or into college to further that, or a hybrid, maybe they're going to work and go to school.
A couple of the things that the district announced in terms of sort of reconfiguring how some of that works is, as you just mentioned, Main Street Codes. And working with Jamie Gladfelder, a GHS grad and the co-founder of that, to do that. How you must have been awfully pleased to have a GHS grad like that come up to you and say, hey, I think we can help you here.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, that's really a credit to, honestly, our existing technology department, in that Jamie's a product of that. And so we feel like this is somewhat coming back full circle, where we have invested in that in the past. And in a lot of ways, that, you know, our current staff that's there has done a great job in making sure that we've built the capacity of our students to be able to graduate from here, even in the 90s, as Jamie did, to go out and then take this as a career and really build from that. And so we feel like this is just a continuation of things we've been doing, and it's just an expansion. So we would never want to characterize this as a reduction in any way, because really we're adding actually extra staff to that area as well.
And Jamie Gladfelder, in a news release that the district put out, described what he is looking at helping you do is implement, quote, an ambitious, innovative, and forward-looking technical curriculum. Boy, that sounds... That almost sounds scary to a point.
Well, I mean, I am getting to the age where, you know, technology to me can almost be a VCR, so
yeah.
I have to be careful here.
Me too.
Because I'm going to definitely show my lack of knowledge in this here pretty quickly. But, you know, it is something that is basically ubiquitous for our students now. I mean, they are not scared of technology. This is something they've grown up with their entire life. Students today have never known life without the internet. I mean, it's, you know, this has become – just the way education works for our students.
You know, and I think that was something we asked you about a couple of months ago when some of this stuff came up, was, is it going to be difficult to try to keep up with what kids already know, since unlike you and I, you know, they're basically born with basically a computer in their hand almost anymore.
Well, and I will tell you, we've seen in our younger teachers, not that our more experienced teachers can't get there, but our younger teachers that have grown up also with ubiquitous technology, that it's really not anything new to them. And so... As when, you know, I'll just speak for myself. I won't speak for you, Will. When I was going to high school, you know, we taught technology in a way like it was a foreign body. And,
yeah.
and now, you know, I try to say it's almost like we're teaching book. You know, I mean, it's just a tool. And we need to make sure that we are using those tools to their optimal advantage. And now with coding, though, you have another skill that is eminently employable. And so we know that those people are in demand. And so the more we can do some things with that, we have students that can kind of chart their own course in life because, you know, if you have those skills to be able to code, you can decide for yourself where you want to work and when you want to work. And that's a powerful thing.
Yeah, it sounds like that with working with Main Street Code, you will be able to keep up with however code writing evolves over the coming years.
Too. Right. I mean, and that's we felt like that was really important because they are going to be it's in their best interest, Main Street Code's, I'm saying, to make sure they remain on the cutting edge. And if we can use them as a resource to help provide us with the needed curriculum to make sure that our students are staying at the head of the curve. We're doing right by our students. We're doing right by our taxpayers. We're doing right by local businesses. It's a great partnership.
Did Jamie Gladfelder come to you, or did you go to them?
Well, Tiffany Springer is the one that first brought it to me. Now, whether he came to her or she came to him, I couldn't tell you. She came to me and said, "I have this idea. I've been speaking to Jamie Gladfelder," and so really, you know, it started from there for me anyway. Where the genesis of it was, I couldn't tell you.
Let's move from one GHS grad to another. Here, you're hiring another to. As the district says, develop coursework in digital manufacturing in a well-known guy around here, Kirk Mustaine.
Yeah, so we added another GHS grad who's been working very successfully over in Williamsfield and doing a lot of the same work over there. And we're really counting on Kirk to, you know, he's been teaching AP computer science and things of that sort. And so, you know, we'll be leaning on him to try to continue to build on the curriculum that we have now.
How do you see further developing that digital manufacturing curriculum? Has he given you any ideas at how that can be expanded, perhaps outside of whatever Main Street Codes brings to the table?
Well, I'll go back to what I said earlier. So you have the one track that's more vocational in alignment, and then you have the other that looks more towards the college side. And with the AP courses, that's looking more towards the college side. And then we also have the vocational side. So we're looking at both. So Main Street Codes will give you the boots on the ground. This is what we need in the world of work right now. And then Kirk's experience will tell you this is what higher education is kind of expected from for their computer science majors. And so, you know, we're also in this state, you know, we sit here and talk, and it's very easy to do, to talk about what the state of Illinois does wrong. But I will tell you from my friends that live outside of Illinois, they will tell us that we are uniquely blessed that the University of Illinois is perhaps the greatest computer science school in the country.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for graduates of Galesburg High School, if you want to excel and you want to go into computer science, our state university is one of the greatest institutions in the entire world for furthering your education in that. So, you know, we can only help our students even more if we can push some students in that direction as well.
So if I'm gathering this right, both of these moves here more or less focus on what the digital manufacturing component. So how do you work on medical and logistics and transportation? And I ask that partly because I know that, you know, District 205 has the partnership with Jupiter Machine Tool,
right?
And the other firm out there.
Pegasus.
God, I just can't believe I blanked on that. But
right. with Ray Whitehead's been a huge,
yeah.
huge help to us and his companies. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're partnering, and a true partnership is we both gain from that. And, you know, he's been very generous to us, and we want to make sure that we are meeting his needs in those areas. And so we've listened very closely to what he's had to say in terms of what his needs are. And there's a marriage there of logistics and technology right there of, mm-hmm. you know, the as I've said in this interview before, and I think I said to you when we were out at Jupiter that day. You know, I grew up working in the summers at Butler,
mm-hmm.
and that was very dirty, loud work. And after touring Pegasus, that's vocational, but it's not the vocational I did when I was running a shear out in Department 75 at Butler. You know, this is state of the art, high tech, very great working environment for anybody that would want to make a career out of that. And you know, very precision, precise. You know, the demands are high, but you know, if you're a skilled worker and you have those skills, you can make a great life working in one of those places.
So you think right now that in terms of logistics and transportation and in medical that you're where you need to be, or do you see making changes in those regards too?
Well, I think we'll always be looking at how we can evolve, because in any vocational area, you can't sit still. So we're always going to be looking to improve. Do I feel like we are well on our way to doing a really good job there? Yeah, I feel like we have a lot of the foundation is laid to do and to continue to do well, but we're never going to sit back and go, okay, we're done. You know, it's always every year there's going to be, you know, some looking at the curriculum to make sure that we're staying, as I said before, ahead of the curve or at least on the curve, because we want to make sure that we're actually preparing our students for jobs that are going to be out there. And those things change so fast that we want to make sure that we're at least doing the most that we can to stay as current as humanly possible.
I'm running way late, but I'll ask one more question before we wrap up here. So you have a teacher that has taught a lot of tech courses that may not be teaching them anymore and has made his frustrations known about this. Are there going to be hurt feelings here through any of this, or how do you see that end of it? I mean, you don't want to necessarily lose a teacher that's been around a long time and has a lot of working knowledge, but I think you also probably have to do what you're saying and evaluate and make changes where you need to and that sort of thing.
Well, I would tell you this. The goal is never to have hurt feelings, for sure. You know, we're a living, breathing organization. We have 600 and some employees. You know, there's always going to be days where somebody's disagreeing with some of the direction we're going. We never want to, you know, on purpose antagonize anybody. You know, we're looking at moving forward for what's best for the students. We want to make sure that the adults that were within the organization are productive and happy, because we want them to be. And that, you know, as a human relations and just an, you know, employability standpoint, we want to make sure that we're providing the best place for our workers. You know, I will say we're doing what we can to make sure that that doesn't happen. You know, you know, I tell our administrators and I've told our staff before sometimes, you know, we have to do what we can to try to make sure that we keep everybody as happy as we can. But at the end of the day, people have to come to work prepared to be happy too. You know, that is something that I can't tell somebody else how to feel. Mm-hmm. I will do what I can to make sure I'm not doing something and our organization's not doing something that's knowingly antagonistic to somebody else. That's a horrible thing. We would never do that. But at the end of the day, you know, we hope everybody's happy. You know, but you know, we can't decide for individuals how they're going to be going about their day or not. We hope that they have an outlook that when they wake up and say, my goodness, that's a great thing. I'm really excited to go to work today. And if they don't, hopefully they feel that they can speak to their administrator in their building, or they can speak to me or Ms. Springer or whomever, and say, you know, I'm unhappy. I want to talk to you about that. And, you know, hey, we have open door philosophies here. If you don't feel like we're meeting your needs, we'd like to know how we can do that better. So, you know, all I can say is we're going to do everything we can to try to make sure we hit everybody's needs.
And I should mention that we're having this conversation on the day that I saw where online registration is now open.
We opened up registration today. So I will, if I have a second, Will, please register your children now, because last year in June, we only showed 150 kindergartners and we were panicking. We ended up with 300. You know, and that's about right. And so the faster we know,
panicking's about right, or 300 kindergartners,
both are appropriate right. There, Will. But the faster we know how many students are going to be in every section or every grade, the better we can do to staff every building in every position.
All right. And you can see that link, by the way, on District 205's Facebook page, the one that John Asplin never looks at. Or speaking of Facebook pages he never looks at, we also have a link to it on our Facebook page as well. District 205 Superintendent John Asplin, thanks so much for coming in and setting the record straight. Quite frankly, I was accused of spreading half-truths about this over the weekend, and, you know, there's nothing that raises my BS meter more than that. So I thank you for helping clear some of this up.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, as always.
Galesburg's Evening News continues next, and don't forget, we will have Holy Week services at 5:45 as we continue on WGIL.